and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Do testimonies of faith make a difference in your life? What is your story of faith? Sherry Lynn Riley is the author of the book, Prayer Flash, Snapshots of Abundant Living, that includes stories of faith from everyday people, along with original songs to encourage your walk with God. Well, Sherry Lynn joins us today, but we pause at the beginning of our show before we spend our time with her to remind you the reason we are all here. Sherry Lynn, Suzanne, myself, the reason we're here with you, dear friend, is to bring you closer and closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for you to know the love of God, for you to know that you can experience Jesus in a personal way, Christ who loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. The living Christ, dear one, is with us today, and he calls you to himself by the power of his Spirit. Our question is, will you respond to him? Will you open your heart to Jesus and receive him as your Savior and Lord? Right now, that's our prayer. That's our prayer for you. Sherry Lynn Riley earned degrees in English and drama education. She earned her master's in education in curriculum and instruction. She received a principal's certificate for K through 12 and is also a licensed attorney in Minnesota. Sherry Lynn, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay, St. Paul. What part of St. Paul?
In one of the suburbs there. It's very cold there. It snows all the time. But it's opposite where what you have in Hawaii.
Who influenced you most, Sherry Lynn, in your growing up years?
Well, it's probably a group of people. I had... And I talk about it in the book, in my introduction. I had a group of very, very strong-willed German women around me, German Baptists, my grandmother and my great-aunt. And they sort of ruled everyone and made sure we got to church and talked about God and prayed for me and were always telling me how wonderful I was, even though I probably wasn't always wonderful. But they were just godly women and wonderful inspiration.
So you mentioned your godly heritage. When did you become a believer? I know you grew up in a Christian environment. When did you sort of own your faith as Sherry Lynn Riley's faith in Christ?
Well, I accepted Christ when I was probably about 7 years old, and I walked down the aisle of my church to just as I am and accepted Christ. But I'm not sure I completely understood everything. I just knew that I didn't want to have an eternity without God. But as I think is the case in a lot of Christian homes, it takes many years for a young person to fully understand it. And I think the Christian journey is really a lifetime journey. I mean, I'm always discovering new things about God. And just when I think I know I've got it figured out and I know what's going on, wouldn't you know it, I really don't. I read his word and it's like, I thought I read this before, and it'll surprise me. There's something new. So it's really a journey. You accept Christ, but there's so much learning and growing to do. It's just the start.
You have a vast background in English, drama, education, law. How did you work through, and are you practicing law still? Are you still teaching? Are you? I read somewhere that you're also a professor. So how have you worked through all that and still able to write books and produce music?
Well, I worked through all that, and I basically retired from all of it. What I originally wanted to do in college was major in vocal performance, but my parents weren't too excited about that. They said I had to do something where I could get a real job after 4 years. And I must say, now that I'm a parent, I agree with their thinking. It was probably very wise. So I switched to English, and my mother said I still wouldn't be able to get a job after 4 years. And I'd always loved teaching and mentoring and whatnot. So it just made sense for me to do English and drama. I'd always been involved in the school choir and whatnot. So that just made sense. The law school is sort of thrown in there because my dad was not real excited that I was doing all this education and creative things. So I kind of did it to show him that I had a brain and passed the bar and never practiced law, actually. I just went back to teaching, and it was more creative, and I could sing and perform and do drama on the side, do radio commercials, whatnot, on the side when I was teaching. So,
well, that's that would still be, Sherry Lynn, a respectable feather in your cap. Hey, Dad, look, I got my law degree. Now, what difference has Christ made in your life?
Oh, what a difference he's made in my life. It's the foundation for everything. My life has gone so many different directions, even though I accepted Christ at a young age. And I think oftentimes Christians think that it's going to be easygoing. And our lives are filled with oftentimes good surprises, but very difficult times. And we don't always know how we're going to react to those things. And what I've learned is that without my faith, I would have never made it through some of the really, really tough challenges that I've had. And I think part of my songwriting is how I've processed my faith, my Bible study, because I've had to constantly go to God's Word and say, God, I don't understand why this is happening, or help me to understand you. Help me to just not be so focused on what's going on in this world, and be more focused on telling people about you, and using what I have to tell them about the abundant joy. In fact, a lot of times I feel like I lost my joy in the Lord, which is why I have the subtitle Snapshots of Abundant Living as my title, because we're supposed to have this joy in the Lord. And a lot of Christians don't feel the joy, and we feel like we have to fake it. And being an educator and one that likes to research, they just forced me to go into the Bible and really seek God's answers for the questions I had. And so the songs and then the book go through all the different problems we have. Well, it's not just problems, but you know, we question what's the truth. We wonder what's our perspective. Is it the world's or is it God's perspective? Is there any hope? What about regret? We're Christians, and yet we still sin. Well, I was just talking about how life, disappointments and difficulties, as well as you know, blessings, have really brought me back to God's Word to seek wisdom. I mean, we have, just because we're saved doesn't mean we don't have the temptations and the struggles that other people have, but we have a resource that in God and His Word that can direct us in this crazy, crazy world that we're living in.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back from our break, Sherry, let's talk further about how the Lord inspired you to write the book Prayer Flash. And you know, you talked a little bit about how you selected some of the snapshots, but even the title of the book, the inspiration of it, and in our next segment, even a song. You know, when we talk about God's timing, when we talk about timing, we talk about the joy of the Lord. I think a song like that would be apropos for a moment that someone may be in need of encouragement, in need of an uplift from the Lord by God's Spirit, as conveyed through you, Sherry Lynn. When we come back from our break, more from Sherry Lynn Riley, sharing heart to heart. God has spoken to her, inspired her. A woman of intellect, a woman of education, a woman who loves the Lord and loves you in His name. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
She's the author of the book Prayer Flash, Snapshots of Abundant Living. You can get this book at sherrylynnriley.com. Again, sherrylynnriley.com. Perhaps you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of our last segment. Hey, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Well, Sherry Lynn, you talked about the inspiration of the book. Take us further. Why did you choose Prayer Flash, Snapshots for Abundant Living, as the title?
Well, I think I used it because I never lost my faith through all of life's difficulties, but I felt like I just wasn't praying the way I needed a prayer tune-up, and I needed a flash, and I was thinking, that's what I need, a prayer flash. How do I pray right? So I started looking at, not right, but I started looking in the Bible for how does God want me to pray? Because it seems like if I'm going to have a deeper relationship with God, it involves two things. It involves reading His Word and praying. And it's not that I have to have an eloquent prayer, but it's a relationship. So what would I do in a relationship with a friend? God's my friend. And what I found as I kept looking at it is that for some reason I thought God was a God of no, a God of rules. I can't do this. I can't, you know, dress a certain way. I can't, on and on. And a lot of times our denominations have that. And what I realized is the more I read the Bible and really was studying it specifically for prayer, but God says yes all over the Bible. His promises are amazing. They're joyful. And I realized that I was approaching my relationship with God completely wrong. And that was like a flash to me. And then I thought about the snapshots of my life. And our memories kind of come back as snapshots. Like you're looking at a scrapbook of maybe college days or your childhood, and all of a sudden you look at that picture and all these memories will come back. Hmm. And as I looked back on different things in my life, it was like having different flashes of memory and seeing how God had worked through my life to really give me an abundant life. And sometimes it just requires me to think of things from a God point of view instead of an earthly point of view. So as I was exploring these themes, the songs came out, and as I listened to other Christian songs, a lot of times I think, well, what inspired somebody to write these things? So I thought, I'm going to take my songs and then teach my reader about what I discovered in all my research about God, because there might be other people having these struggles. You know, I'm divorced twice, and I had a child that died stillborn and had three miscarriages after that. And there were a lot of times throughout my life that I didn't have a lot of joy, but the Bible was telling me that my life in Christ was joyful, and that I should sing with joy and shout for joy with God. So I needed to look at His Word to really claim those promises for myself. And so each of my songs, it doesn't necessarily specifically, I don't want to sound like my books or songs are depressing, but each of the songs talks about the difficulties that we have and that God is always the solution. A relationship, God's prayer is always our solution.
Sherry Lynn, you shared a part of your challenges. Someone listening today, just as you so graciously and graciously shared about your relationships, about your experiences, someone today connects with you. They, just by saying that, they connect. They feel that you understand what they're feeling, what they're going through. And it adds a certain weightiness in their ability to receive what you have to share. Your book now is seen in a different light because of the pain that you've experienced, that you've gone through. I'd like to play a song called Right Time, and maybe share a little bit with us before we play it, some background of the song.
Yes, I'd love to set the song up. I was in a woman's Bible study, and we were studying Warren Wiersbe's book, Be Joyful, and that really got me especially thinking about joy in the Lord. And, you know, that Warren Wiersbe talks about how Paul in Philippians is in prison the entire time he wrote the book. And yet his letter is so encouraging to the Philippians. And he talks so much about joy in the Lord. And I, you know, think about our lives, and we have high mountaintop moments and we have low valley moments. But if we truly believe that God works all things for our good, because we are witnesses and he's asking us to call out to a world that doesn't know him, and with our experiences, our unique experiences as each of us have, we can reach an unsaved world so that they can have the abundant joy right now in this life and abundant joy in a relationship with God in heaven.
Here's Right Time by Sherry Lynn Riley.
Soldiers and pilgrims, time is growing late.
Sherry Lynn Riley, Right Time for Joy in the Lord. She's the author of the book, the author of the book Prayer Flash, Snapshots of Abundant Living. When we come back from our break, we'll go a little bit deeper as we talk with Sherry Lynn about building trust muscles that relate to facing our fears, that and more when we come back. How are you, my friend? How are you today? Is it a fearful time? Is it a time of stress? A time of chaos? You know, there can be joy in the midst of chaos. There can be peace in the midst of stress in Jesus. That's one thing I love hearing Sherry Lynn as she's saying, in Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus. Well, she'll talk more about Jesus when we come back. Stay with us.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Sherry Lynn Riley has worked as a copywriter, an actor for radio, film, and television. She's been a motivational speaker, an adjunct college professor, and an inner city teacher. She's also a lawyer. Sherry Lynn, you can find out more about her at SherryLynnRiley.com. SherryLynnRiley.com. Sherry Lynn, how does building trust muscles relate to facing our fears?
Well, we have so many fears in life. Fears of the unknown. We have fears that people will not like us. We have social stigmas, and we have fears that people might discover things about us and not accept us. And what we have to realize is that there's an audience of one, and that's God our Father, and He loves us. And one of the songs I have is called Next Time, and it talks about you know, next time I'll listen harder, and I'll do the right things. But the wonderful thing about God is that He is the God of love, and He is the God of next times. He will forgive us, and He will make us whole again. No matter what we're struggling with, we can trust Him and to make us strong.
You talk about a treasure trove of thankfulness in helping one overcome feelings of anger. How do those two things go together, thankfulness and anger?
Well, there's a lot of there's a couple different types of anger. There's anger that's justified, and there's anger that is probably more related to our arrogance, or our self-esteem issues. Jesus was angry when they were trading in his temple, and he got angry about that. When we're angry, I think the best thing to do is to talk to God and ask for Him to help us. God can take our anger, and I have been angry at God. Why did my baby die 2 weeks before she was due? I don't understand that. Why did one of my husbands just walk out? I don't understand that. Why am I single and I have the social stigma of being a divorced woman? You can be angry, but God can handle it. And the great thing about it is I can throw all my burdens at His feet, and I can be totally honest with Him. I don't have to put a mask on. I can just call out to my Father, and He truly will listen to me and heal my broken heart.
Your perspective is a hopeful perspective in the face of tragedy, in the face of heartbreak, and then you speak of that with a thankful spirit. When did you begin to realize that your new position? You talk about a social stigma, but you say it with a different. Here's the framework, but you look at it from a different context, spiritually speaking. How did this thankfulness begin to grow in your heart in the midst of your situation?
Well, I think it happened after a lot of these stressors happened in my life. The crowning blow was my father died in a plane crash, and I just started looking at my life and said, God, this has just got to be some joke. I mean, what's going on here? It's just one thing after another. And I was so stressed out that I actually lost my voice. I couldn't sing at all. For about 12 years, I stopped writing music, and I was moving along, but it wasn't with joy. And one day about 4 or 5 years ago, I was sitting and on my patio and just thinking about God and you know what He'd done for me and in my life, and I just heard of Him say to my spirit, you know, it's time, and it's time to get back to what you love. And He just, after that, the words just started flowing, and I started reading His words, and every time I read His word, it just seemed like He was giving me insights and lyrics for songs. And I said, well, God, I can't sing. I don't know what You're going to do. These songs for other people. And I just felt His spirit tell me, well, just keep writing. And then I said, well, now, God, I'm not very good at melodies, so what's going to happen? I'll have to find somebody that can write the melodies, because I'll just do the lyrics. But again, He said, just be still, and before you know it, I had melodies, In fact, one night I was going to bed, and it was about 10:30 at night, and I remember thinking about a song that I had written, but I didn't have a melody. And I was ready to go to bed, and I just felt this urging from God's Spirit telling me to go to the piano. And I said to God, no, I really want to go to bed. I don't really want to go to the piano. I'm tired. But I obeyed, and I sat down at the piano, and I had the melody. It was like he just gave it to me right there. It was beautiful. And so many times while writing the book, he just gave me the words, or he gave me the verse in the Bible, or I was reading something from Jesus Calling, which I love, or another Bible study. And things would just start falling in place with my songs, with my thoughts about God, with things going on in my life, with things going on in the world. And I said, I just said to God, this is just too good. I have to write this down. I have to share this with other people, because other people are going through circumstances where they feel like, no, I'm not the saying that God never gives you more than you can handle. I mean, no, I've gotten more than I can handle, God. Now what do we do? And I got to that point, you know. And I taught so many years, too, and I saw young people just so overwhelmed with stress. They're cutting themselves. They're desperate. Their self-esteem is down with the social media. And so I have songs that talk about, you know, how we feel we're not good enough. And, you know, that's way too much. And how can I go on? But only God makes me beautiful. And when I say beautiful, it means beautiful in your soul and your spirit. In fact, that's probably one of my most intense songs, but it's also one of my favorite, because it just talks about the contrast of despair before we have God, and then realizing that we have this incredible resource through prayer to unlock God's power. Christ says in the Bible that we have the power that he has, and we just don't try to, we just don't tap into that most of the time. But we've got all the power we need in Jesus Christ.
Sherry Lynn, when is praise and obedience appropriate when we're feeling pain?
Well, it's okay to cry, and it's okay to feel lousy. And I think you need to give yourself the time to say that, you know, some things in life are just awful. God doesn't expect us to be happy when really awful things happen. But he does expect us to take that pain and to share it with him, and to just let him fill our mind and our spirit with his healing power. I have a song called Only Room for You, and it talks about the stresses and the distractions we have. And so many times in life, we have no room for God. We have filled it up with our own anger, our despair, our routines, and there's absolutely no room for God to go in our lives. And it's when we just let go of all of that and tell God and leave room for him to fill our bodies and to work his temple building in our lives, that's when we can change and not feel that despair, even though we still don't like that situation. I mean, now that my so many things have happened, I feel so different when I hear there's a plane crash. Or I feel so different when I hear that someone's lost a child. My empathy and my feelings, immediately as a Christian, I think I could speak to that person and talk to them about the hope we have in Christ, because I do have hope. I will see my father. I will see my babies in heaven. And that's an amazing hope that you just don't get from the world.
You're listening to Sherry Lynn Riley, a musician, an author. And when we come back, we'll spend more time in our final segment. It'll be a very meaningful time, a time that we'll talk about scripture. We'll talk about, we'll talk about prayer, and we will pray. Because I think it's a very special time when we can have someone pray for us. Someone who has gone through the furnace of life, the fires of life, who knows pain that you might be feeling right now, who knows heartbreak that you might be feeling right now, and can pray from a place of brokenness that experienced hope for you, for us. Sherry Lynn Riley, Heart to Heart with you. More when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Sherry Lynn Riley is the author of the book Prayer Flash, Snapshots of Abundant Living. It's available for you at sherrylynnriley.com. She also has her music that's available. You've heard her. If you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught a little bit of the last part. If you listen to her, she'll speak as she speaks throughout our time together. She talks about the songs that God has given to her. And these songs have come even through times of great trial, things even hard to describe. But she's been gracious to share heart to heart with us. SherryLynnRiley.com. Sherry Lynn, what scriptures what scripture has anchored you through these most heartbreaking, tragic times?
Well, it's a scripture verse that's been my favorite since high school. I was one of those weird kids where I'd write Bible verses on pieces of paper and stick them all over my bedroom to remind me of God's promises. But it served me well. I still do that. And it's Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And one thing I know about God is that he needs to use extremes sometimes to get our attention. And I know with some of the extreme things that have happened in my life that he's gotten my attention, and I'm focused on him and what really matters in life now. You know, it used to be the broken nail bothered me. Now what bothers me more is somebody that doesn't know Christ and their eternal salvation. But, you know, you think about God, and he's very dramatic. I mean, he did many extreme things. You know, we've got the parting of the Red Sea. We've got on and on. And the most extreme thing was sending his son to die for us on the cross and then rising again. I mean, if that doesn't get your attention, nothing will. And I just love that about God, that he's loud and extreme, and it's like, hey, people, look over here.
Sherry Lynn's CD, Trust Him, explores such themes as abundant joy right now. I am is the truth, your royalty, faith in the face of fear, patient determination. Sherry Lynn Riley's CD, Trust Him. You can get her CD at sherrylynnriley.com as well as her book. Sherry Lynn, a time of prayer. Would you be willing to pray for our listener right now? They hear your heart. They've heard your songs. They've heard of your book, and they've received your ministry. But a time of prayer for them in a place of challenge, maybe even a place of brokenness. Could you pray?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, you are so good. And we just praise you and thank you right now that we have you as our Father and as our God, and that you love us no matter where we've been and no matter who we are right now, that we can be secure in your love. And we thank you for that assurance in Jesus Christ. And God, I know there are people listening that have so many things going on in their life, many of the things that I've gone through. So I know, God, that you can heal their broken hearts. Some people out there that are divorced, there's mental health issues and depression. Some people are dealing with substance abuse issues. Many people just feel like they're not good enough and not worthwhile. And so they're hiding, God. And there's others that are addicted to different idols of our world, and they can't release themselves from these things. And Lord, I pray that you would just speak to their hearts and help people see that you love them and that you want a relationship with them, and that you're only one prayer away. Lord, I'd ask that that people would open your word, listen to your word, find Christian friends, find a good Bible-believing church, continue to listen to Christian music and Christian radio, and to know that not only does God love them, but the family of God loves them. They're not alone. And I'd ask that you would help each one of us draw closer to you so that we can be a witness to the world in no matter what circumstance we've had in life, that we can use each one of our gifts and our life lessons to further your kingdom and work for your glory. We love you, Lord, and we are so excited to be part of your family. Thank you so much for adopting us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sherry Lynn, when Suzanne Maurer and Jamie Lee Kwai met you at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention there in Nashville, Tennessee, the Lord had a plan. He had a moment of destiny to have you on our program to minister to our listeners in a very personal way. And it's His touch through you. Suzanne, the Lord placed something on your heart to share or to ask.
Yes, thank you. What I pray our listeners have heard today is the beautiful example of 2 Corinthians 1, 3-5. If God allows us to suffer, why does He do that? So that He first can be our comforter, and then we can comfort others. And Sherry Lynn, you have so beautifully described your heart to do that very thing. And the thing that is so meaningful to me is you're willing to do that to a phone call you might get from someone that has suffered, as you said, a plane crash or a lost child. But this is exactly what our God does for us. He's been there. He understands. And He just wants us to turn to Him. So I just so appreciate the powerful way that you've shared that with our listeners today, and I thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Sherry Lynn Riley, Sherry Lynn, you speak in various places upon invitation, correct?
Correct, yes.
And if someone wants to invite you, how could they do that?
Well, if you go to my website, www.sherrylynnriley.com, there's a section for comments, and you can just leave your comment and get a hold of me that way.
Yeah, there's a contact us section there on sherrylynnriley.com, and you can connect with her that way. I'd encourage you to do that as God leads, as you pray, perhaps even today as she's been sharing, the Lord places an idea on your heart or moved you in such a way. You say, well, I think she would be a great guest for us to have in our upcoming meeting. SherryLynnRiley.com. Sherry Lynn, thank you. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for sharing your heart and your ministry. We greatly appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Encouraging words from Sherry Lynn Riley. Again, find out more at SherryLynnRiley.com. Dear one, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, I believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've put a video together for you there to help with your understanding of the gospel. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners, and I want to thank you in advance. Psalm 42, verse 8, by day the Lord directs His love. At night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Sherry Lynn Riley, SherryLynnRiley.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.